Thank you. Good afternoon, everyone. My topic is about the transceiver optimization for multi-user, multi-antenna, two-way relay channels. In this work, we consider such scenarios where a base station and multiple users exchange uplink and downlink channels, exchange uplink and downlink information via a two-way relay, station. In such scenarios, the different users interfere with each other, and we exploit the multiple antennas at the base station and the relay station to combat the inter-user interference. And in our work, we consider the amplified and forward protocol. Here, when we talking about using multiple antennas to combat the interference, the zero forcing is a straightforward solution, where for a system with n users, the zero forcing scheme needs at least 2 times n antennas at the relay station to separate all the n downlink signals and all the n uplink signals. And here, another interference-free scheme called signal alignment is proposed by these papers. The basic idea is that through proper base station precoding, the downlink signals are projected onto the same directions of the uplink signals. Then the relay station only needs n antennas to separate the different users' superimposed signals. And in this paper, we have also proposed a balanced scheme. And this is also an interference-free scheme, and it can achieve higher bidirectional sum rate than both of the zero forcing and the signal alignment. But we want to ask, is this scheme is good enough, and can we achieve a higher bidirectional sum rate? To answer these questions, we want to first offer a performance benchmark for the concerned system. Here is our system model. The base station and the relay stations are respectively equipped with NB and NR antennas. Each of the NU users is equipped with single antenna. Here, HBR is the channel matrix from the base station to the relay station. HIR is the channel vector from the ICE user to the relay station. And the WBT and the WBR are respectively the base station transmitter and the receiver weighting matrix. WR is the relay station transceiver weighting matrix. In the first phase, both the base station and all the users transmit to the relay station. And in the second phase, the relay stations broadcast all its received signal to the base station and the users. We assume that the channels in the two phases are reciprocal. Here we introduce the interference-free constraint. After the two-phase transmission, both the base station and all the users will receive all the uplink signals and all the downlink signals. For the base station, it knows the downlink signals. It can remove these signals by self-interference cancellation. And what it has to do is to separate the uplink signals from different users. Therefore, we have our first interference-free constraint, which means that the uplink signals from different users will not interfere with each other at the base station receiver. And for each user, all the uplink and downlink signals from other users are the inter-user interference, which should be zero. Therefore, we have correspondingly 2 interference-free constraints, which means that the uplink signal and the downlink signal of each user will not interfere other users. When all these interference-free constraints can be satisfied, we can calculate the system uplink rate and the downlink rate by these equations. Here, the PB, PR, and the PU are respectively the transmit power of the base station, relay station, and each user. The 1/2 pre-log factor is due to the two-phase transmission. On the denominators, the first term is the relay station amplified noise, and the second term is the noise at the receiver base station and each user. And this is the bidirectional sum rate. The maximum bidirectional sum rate can be achieved by jointly optimizing the 3 transceiver matrix under this constraint. This is the base station power constraint, and this is the relay station power constraint. However, this joint optimization problem is too difficult for us to solve it. Therefore, in this work, we resort to the standard alternating optimization to offer a performance benchmark. Here is our procedure. First, we assign initial values for each of the relay station transceiver and the base station transmitter and the base station receiver. Then in each step, we optimize one of them by fixing the other 2. After each step, we will check, is the sum rate higher than that of the last step? If yes, we go on. If no, we terminate the loop. Then in the following, we will respectively solve the 3 sub-problems. First, we solve the we optimize the relay station transceiver by fixing the base station transceiver. And we optimize the WR to maximize the bidirectional sum-rate. However, this is a non-convex sum-rate maximization problem. And we use the concept of read tuple in this paper to solve this kind of problem. The basic idea of the read tuple is explained here. Suppose that we are maximizing the sum-rate R1 plus R2, and this is the achievable read region. And each arrow here corresponds to a read tuple. If we maximize the sum rate with a given read tuple, we will achieve a boundary point on the achievable read region. If we can find the optimal read tuple, we will achieve the optimal boundary point, which will result in maximum sum rate. And in our system, the read tuple is defined by this vector and this constraint. So the original problem can be solved by finding the maximum sum rate with a given read tuple and then finding the optimal read tuple vector. Here, we use the bisection method to search the optimal vector bit, and then we have to solve this problem here. And to solve this problem, we use the similar approach in this paper, and we use the bisection method to search the maximum sum rate which satisfies all these constraints. We can give a sum rate RS and to test whether it satisfies all these constraints. If yes, we try a larger one. If no, we try a smaller one. And for arbitrary sum rate, we can solve this problem to see whether it satisfies all these constraints here or not. If the minimized norm here is lower than 1, we say the given RS is feasible. And this problem, after some mathematical derivations, can be rewritten into this form. This is a standard quadratically constrained quadratical problem, which can be converted to be a semi-definite problem with a rank 1 constraint, and then we resort to the widely used semi-definite relaxation to solve it. The procedure from here to here can be found in the journal paper by Professor Luo. And then we design the base station transmitter. When the relay station transceiver is fixed, the base station transmitter only affects the downlink rate. Therefore, we maximize the downlink rate here. Again, it is also a non-convex sum rate maximization problem. We again use the read tuple here. The original problem can be solved by finding the maximum downlink rate with a given read tuple and then search the optimal read tuple vector. And to find the maximum downlink rate with a given read tuple, we can solve this problem. And we also use the bisection method to find the maximum RD which satisfies all these constraints. And this constraint forms a second order Cohen feasible region. Therefore, each feasibility problem can be rewritten into a second order Cohen problem and got solved. Finally, we optimize the base station receivers. Base station receiver only affects the uplink rate, therefore we only maximize the uplink rate here. And from the uplink rate expression here, we found that each user's uplink rate is only a function of the ith column of this matrix. Therefore, this problem can be decoupled into NU subproblems. Each problem optimizes one column of this matrix. And this problem can be easily rewritten into the form of a relay ratio maximization problem that got solved. Finally, I want to talk about the convergence of the alternating optimization. Since we ensure the sum rate increases by iterations, so the alternating optimization will surely converge. But since the original problem is non-convex, therefore the converged result depends on the initial values. We cannot guarantee a global optimal result, but we can perform alternating optimization with multiple different initial values and then choose the best one which converges to the highest maximum, which converges to the highest sum rate. And by doing so, we can increase the probability to achieve the optimal result. Here is some simulation result. First, I want to show the bidirectional sum rate versus the iteration number. In this figure, the relay station number, antenna number is set as 4. The base station antenna number and the user number are set as 2. The transmitter power of each user is normalized as 1, and those of the base station and the relay station are set as 2. the three blue curves are the convergence performance of by using the initial values as the balanced scheme, zero-forcing scheme, and the signal alignment scheme. And the two red curves are the convergence performance by using random initial values. The lower one uses only one initial values, and the upper red curve uses 20 random initial values and chooses the best one. We can see that by using different initial values, the converged result varies. And by using multiple initial values and choose the best one, we can increase the performance. And in the simulations, we found that by using more than 20 initial values, the performance gain over this red curve is marginal. Therefore, we can take this red curve as a near optimal solution and serve as a performance benchmark. And in this curve, in this figure, we compare the summary performance of different transceiver schemes. Here is the base station antenna number and the user number are set as 2. The node transpower are set as this. Here is the bidirectional summary versus the relay station antenna number. We can see that the traditional zero-forcing scheme performs bad when the antenna number at the relay station is low, and it outperforms the signal alignment when the relay station antenna number is large. And our former proposed balanced scheme outperforms both. And the black curve here is the alternating optimization. We can see that the performance gap between the alternating optimization and our former proposed balanced scheme is quite small. Therefore, by proposing this performance benchmark, we can say that our former proposed scheme is the near optimal solution. Here, I'd like to conclude my talk. In this work, we implied alternating optimization to design the base station and the relay station transceivers in a two-way relay cellular system. We aim at maximizing the bidirectional sum rate under the interference-free constraint. And we use multiple initial values to perform the alternating optimization and select the best one. By doing so, we can increase the probability to achieve the global optimal solution. And the obtained performance can be taken as a performance benchmark for the concerned system. And we found that the performance gap between our former proposed balanced scheme and the alternating optimization is small. It indicates that the balanced scheme is a near optimal solution. And these are some references used in this talk. In these papers, you can find the signal alignment schemes. And this is our balanced scheme. In these papers, you can find the concept of red tuple. And in this Professor Law's paper, you can find some techniques of the convex optimization. That's all. Thank you.
Sorry. So you mentioned up here that this is for two-way relay cellular systems, but I mean, I didn't see anything with out-of-cell interference. So I mean, can you comment on the effect of out-of-cell interference? Because it seems like it's going to drastically impact the rates that you can achieve.
In this work, we only consider a single-cell scenario, and the intra-cell. So there is no intercell interference, and all the intracell interference are handled by this non-interference constraint. These three constraint guarantees that there will be no intracell interference. But that's all. Yeah.
Why do you impose these interference-free constraints? Wouldn't this just decrease your feasible set?
Sorry?
Why do you have the interference-free constraint? Why don't you just maximize the rate?
Oh yeah.
Without the interference-free constraint.
There are two reasons for this constraint. The first one, we consider that if the SNR is high enough, therefore by doing so, the sum rate will be. The same as what you just say. If you don't consider this constraint and just maximize the sum rate, right? And the other one is that by considering this constraint, and we will achieve some good mathematical result because the sum rate here will be very simple.
Okay, then, thanks.
Yeah. Okay.